You're listening to SBS News.
As United States experts convene to decide whether to approve the Pfizer vaccine, Vice President Mike Pence is calling the development of a vaccine to combat the coronavirus a medical miracle.
The truth is, it is historic. It is nothing short of a medical miracle. The truth is, developing and manufacturing a vaccine can take up to 8 to 12 years. And we are literally on track because of extraordinary leadership at every level, because of the support of these members of Congress, and because of American scientific innovation.
Food and Drug Administration advisors are scrutinizing Pfizer's data. If approved, shots could begin within days for healthcare workers and people in nursing homes. Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says, however, millions of Americans could be vaccinated this month and the next.
20 million Americans could be vaccinated just before the end of this month in December. A total of 50 million Americans could be vaccinated by the end of January.
There will be no parties in France for New Year, nor will the country reopen museums, cinemas, or theaters next week. France's government had planned to lift a lockdown imposed at the end of October by December the 15th, including the reopening of cultural venues. But that was contingent on the number of new cases falling to around 5,000 a day. Prime Minister Jean Castex says France will miss that target.
We are not yet at the end of this second wave, and we will not reach the objectives we had set for the 15th of December.
France is currently recording an average of 11,000 new cases each day. The Prime Minister says theaters, cinemas, and museums are now scheduled to reopen at the beginning of January.
Mardi prochain, le 15 décembre.
Next Tuesday, on December 15, as we had announced, we'll start a new phase, but the rules will be stricter than we previously thought. First decision, the venues which welcome the public, which we had planned to reopen on December 15, will remain closed for an extra 3 weeks. The conditions of their reopening are unfortunately not there.
3 semaines de plus. Les conditions posées pour leur réouverture ne sont hélas pas réunies.
Across the channel, every secondary school student in several London boroughs will be tested for COVID-19 as the government tries to tackle a rise in cases. It's given London the highest prevalence for the virus in England, and new restrictions are possible. Health Minister Matt Hancock says a testing plan for school-aged children is being put into place.
I'm particularly concerned about the number of cases in London, Kent, and Essex. Cases are rising and in many areas already high. We've decided to put in place an immediate plan for testing all secondary school age children in the 7 worst affected boroughs of London, in parts of Essex that border London, and parts of Kent.
Britain has Europe's highest death toll from COVID-19, with more than 62,000 fatalities. Meanwhile, German intensive care units are continuing to come under increasing pressure from the COVID-19 pandemic. More and more hospitals are reaching their capacity in terms of admitting and caring for coronavirus patients. According to the German Interdisciplinary Association for Intensive Care and Emergency Medicine, 4,400 COVID-19 patients were treated in intensive care units yesterday. More than half are receiving invasive ventilation. Germany's Disease Control Center, the Robert Koch Institute, reported Germany's highest one-day total yet of new cases. The number of deaths in the country linked to COVID-19 also climbed above 20,000. In Israel, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu praised the country's recent efforts, saying securing millions of doses of the Pfizer vaccine gives Israel a very great advantage.
Israel is ahead of almost the entire world in receiving the drugs, in preserving the drugs, and afterwards in giving the vaccines to millions of Israeli citizens. This is on the highest level.
Israel will begin vaccinating the public against the coronavirus on the 27th of December, making it one of the first countries in the world to inoculate its citizens. On Wednesday, Mr. Netanyahu welcomed the first shipment of doses of the Pfizer vaccine, calling it a big day for celebration for the country. Hundreds of thousands of additional doses are expected in the coming days, with plans to inoculate 60,000 people per day. Russia has agreed to supply Argentina with 10 million doses of its Sputnik V COVID-19 vaccine, which will allow the South American country to start vaccinating people this month. Argentina's president, Alberto Fernandez, says the country will be able to vaccinate 300,000 people in December and reach 10 million people by February. Around the world, the COVID-19 virus has infected nearly 69.5 million people and claimed the lives of 1.58 million. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.